Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it. Good evening, everybody. My name is Luciana Stiglitz, and I will be your host today. We have a very special guest today. Her name is Shelly Tressel. She's back with us to talk to us about the people in Nepal, to help us share some light and some faith and hope on what recently happened because of the earthquake in Nepal. Shelly is a registered nurse who has many divinities, angels, guides, teachers, and especially she will be flowing today with the goddess of creation. Hello, Shelly.
Hi, Luciana. Thank you so very much for having me here today.
Thanks for being here with us today. So, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. There have been a lot of whenever I do an interview like this, there's always so much energy that comes to me that's always telling me, okay, we're going to talk about this, and it's like I've been kind of getting myself grounded and balanced so that we would be able to bring through as much information as possible about what's happening in Nepal and indeed around the world. And so I so appreciate that you thought about reaching out to me to be able to have this opportunity. I think that with this, my intention is that we can work with the energy to help shift the energy so that people can feel better, and then just, of course, see what insights the goddess and the other group that I work with have about what's happening.
That is perfect. Should we begin?
Sure, that sounds great. So an interesting thing came up. I just actually wrote a blog like about a week ago, and maybe 2 weeks ago. I was working with a couple of with a group of my friends here in Atlanta where I live, and we did this thing called, it's a Transformational Council is the name of the group that I get together with. My friend started it, and we happened to be connecting with all the chakras of the earth in order to release and balance the energies. And in looking through this, and like if people go in and they Google the chakras of the earth, it's pretty, there are some chakras that will come up with, you know, some people will say this is the first or third, or, you know, they'll have some discrepancies. But most everyone believes that the Himalayan mountains are the crown chakra of the earth. And when we were doing this at the time that the council got together and we were doing this, I remember we all kind of noticed that a lot of energy moving through the crown chakra. And what we did was we released as much that was discordant and then infused the balanced energy into it. So then when this happens like a week later, I don't think what we did stirred it up, but I'm wondering how it might have been if we had not done, you know, some of the energy work that we did.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the other day we were meditating with some people from the Inner Healer family worldwide, and we noticed it was very interesting, you know, because with each meditation, I mean, each of the people that were meditating, we all got to our uniqueness. For example,
there was one person who was going through family issues. And when she connected through meditation with the people in Nepal, she experienced all the needs that the people had regarding the difficulties to find their families or to feel united with their families. You know, the lack of hope regarding finding them or being together. So she was kind of working through that with her meditation. And then there was another person who was currently experiencing a lack of home. So this person was having difficulties to ground herself and you know, build a home for her and her family. And when she got connected through meditation with the people in Nepal, what she experienced in the same meditation, you know, in the same group, all these people fearing not being able to build new homes, you know, to build a new house. How am I going to do now? I have no home. So each of the people that confirmed the group experienced the disaster that the people in Nepal are going through.
Well, and isn't it interesting how that works? I find that, well, first of all, each of us, as the people that we are our own filter and we are our own transmitter for everything that happens in life, whether it's something serious, whether it's your everyday joys. And so it makes complete sense to me that that's what's going to be highlighted for each person as they were linking with the energy. But so, too, I would imagine that then with doing the energy work and the meditation they were doing, they could also not only create a shift for their own selves, they could also create a shift for the people over in Nepal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you were telling me about these groups that you have and that you had been working through the crown chakra with the people that are around the Himalayas. How would you say that the personal experience of each is somehow connected with the people everywhere, in this case in Nepal?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, first of all, just going back and talking to Gaia and working with the energies of the earth, Gaia itself, especially when you go into the core of the earth and into like the overriding energies of the earth, she is always in a state of balance, or if there's something imbalanced, then she can kind of correct herself. But then on the surface of the earth, which is where we are and where the collective consciousness is, that's where you see most of the disturbances, and that's where, you know, we are all, as humanity, we are all very aware of everything that's upon the surface of the earth. And so my sense is that especially if you go back to that thing about the chakras, this was something that you know, just kind of came, the group gets together periodically, but this is the first time we actually looked at the chakras of the earth. And to me, it just represents how in order to really integrate the fifth, sixth, you know, the higher dimensions of the earth upon the surface, and we need to be able to clear out those energies that are keeping people stuck in the third dimension. And some of the ways of doing that is to clear out energies in as calm or balanced a manner as possible. But it also, if there is an earthquake or tsunami or different things like that happen, I think the underlying reason for that happening is that it is clearing out the old energy that is no longer, you know, that might have held the world physically in an imbalanced state. And so by releasing that energy or releasing whatever it was, it then finds a new state of balance. And then, you know, of course, it's left to then humanity on the surface to recover from it, you know, with the loss of lives, with the loss of buildings, with the loss of, you know, food and electricity and all those things. You know, it kind of puts everyone back into that state of taking an opportunity to really build together as a group or as a community, or really come together as a worldwide community in support of these situations.
Yes, lately I've been having, I mean, before the, what happened in Nepal, I've been having this kind of insight through intuition, in which I was shown that the earth is, you can compare it to a human being, and that as we human beings,
you know what, Luciana? You just, I don't hear you anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I can hear you again. I'm sorry. The connection seemed to drop out for a moment. Can you repeat that?
Okay, so, yes. I was telling you that lately I've been having this, like, insight in which I've been shown that the same as human beings have, you know, cells and organs, is also a being that inside has cells and organs, which are the minerals and even the people that live on Mother Earth. So the same as we have, you know, a sickness to keep the balance of the body, the same Mother Earth needs certain shifts to keep her balance. What would you tell us about that?
I think that's an excellent insight, Luciana, and it goes along exactly with what had come to us too. And I always find that so interesting how people all over the world receive the same or similar insights because it's something that's flowing through the collective consciousness. So the earth itself is alive. It is a living being. It's got consciousness to it. It's got cells, just as you said, and the grass, the trees. The if you go inside of it, there are the gases. There's the crystals. There's the magnets. There is so much that is what keeps the earth. This is the way that the earth is alive. And so we see it alive on top of the earth through the trees, the grass, the water, the, you know, and everything else that supports us living on top of the earth. So when you consider anything that is alive, it needs to find its intrinsic balance. And when you consider humanity, most of us are there's a place inside of us that is intrinsically already in balance and knows exactly what the body wants or your emotions want or your thoughts need that will keep you in that state of being in balance. And so the earth is doing the same thing, whether or not this is something consciously or unconsciously going on. The earth is seeking to find its balance. And in doing so, the tectonic plates and the other things that are just a part of the earth need to find its own intrinsic balance. And so that's what took place then with the tsunamis that we had a few years ago, with the other earthquakes that have happened, especially when you get these earthquakes that are significant. Or, you know, I don't, and I would just like to put out here for everyone, I don't depreciate any experience that anyone else has had, but what we're talking about today is the focus on these larger earthquakes and things that are taking place.
Yes, we just celebrated Earth Day worldwide on the 22nd of this month. And among the events that we had here in Peru, we made a contest for children. So every child had to paint the way in which he or she was experiencing their planet. So the contest was called Paint Your Planet, Paint Your Future. And actually, our winner was an 11-year-old girl who came with her drawing. She made this wonderful drawing based on a sketch, patchwork, and placing pictures and things all together, like a scrapbook technique. And she said to her mother, "This is the way in which I see the earth, because I believe that the earth is sick, you know, so I believe that the earth is sickness. Like the weather is changing in the way it is, and we're having earthquakes. So what would you say to the children that might be listening to this program?"
Well, it's interesting where people's focus can lead them. I believe that there, when you look at something as sick, it gives you that perception, or it makes you think, well, there's something that's not going right. And indeed, that could be exactly what's happening with the earth. But what is also taking place is that throughout the history of the world, there have been natural changes that have taken place. These changes have included changes in weather, changes in the physicality of the earth, and I mean I'm going back long time ago. So every so many years, it's normal to have these changes that kind of clear out the earth and clear out the energies of the earth. This is the first time that we've had so much. Whether you call it media, or there's an ability now that everyone around the world can know what's going on in every other part of the world in minutes after it happens. And so what that creates for people is that sense sometimes of, like, maybe whether it's an overwhelming doom or an overwhelming joy, or it just makes people aware of all the many, many things that are very natural occurrences taking place in the world, and then it makes people think, oh my gosh, that's you know, there's something wrong with that, or this is a result of something wrong. So that's one perception that that I have, and that the goddess has talked about. Another perception is that within humanity, there is a lot that needs to be released, and it's coming up into consciousness. There's so much that we hear about with bullying, with racial issues, with religious issues, with governmental issues. So when you look around the world, and it seems like there is less tolerance than usual, because everybody is like accusing and projecting onto the other people. Is this a form of sickness? One could say, yes, absolutely it is. And in addition to that, as this comes up, as it comes into people's awareness, that gives each one of us as a human the opportunity to make a choice of saying, you know what, I'm not going to think like that, or I'm not going to buy into them when they talk like that, or people can say whatever they want around me, but I'm just going to turn around and walk away. And in doing so, this is how you change the collective consciousness. So for what she was seeing, she was tapping into something that is existing upon the earth. Is it the whole entire earth? Is it the only perspective? No, it's not. But it is something that I think a lot of people are tapping into. And I always think of it as like the pendulum too. You know, the pendulum swings really far to one side or another, and it feels like we're getting almost to that crisis point, or almost to peak, and then it's going to come back into a much greater state of balance. And this is again why that young girl had that perception, and why the earth is having its changes. Does that make sense how I see that? Oof, I'm not hearing you.
Now better?
Oh, now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. So going back to people in Nepal, what would you say would be a message from the goddess for them?
Okay, let me shift over my energy for this. And let me just begin to do some channeling, and let me just do some energy work on that space. So for everybody who's listening, whether you're listening in this now moment or it's a later time and you're going back and listening to the archives, it doesn't matter in a time, space, reality when it is that you are listening to this. So wherever you are in this now moment, I invite you to just take a moment and take a deep breath down so that you can breathe into your heart. And as you breathe into your heart, take a moment and just feel your own heart beating. And then as you breathe out any tension or stress, breathe out anything at all that may be going through your mind. And as you breathe down into your heart one more time, have a sense of just opening up the door to your heart. And as you do so, allow your thoughts, your consciousness, your intention to go into the space of Nepal. In fact, to go throughout the mountains, go throughout the Himalayan mountains, go throughout this whole entire territory. And we can start small in the very core center of it all. and then get bigger or start bigger and go small. It matters not. We're going to start small in the center of it. And I invite you to just take a moment and breathe down the energy of your divinity and send it into the center of where all of this took place, sending in love, support, and balance. And as we do so, we release any of the leftover trauma, drama, or anything that is out of balance. And then, as if this circle gets bigger and bigger, we just pause every few moments. We know that we don't have a whole lot of time, so we want to just kind of, but anyone can tap into this and do it as many times as you want, but we just see that circle getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This circle is filled with angels. It's filled with beings of light. It's filled with all of humanity that is keeping Nepal in their hearts and in their thoughts and in their prayers so that it can give them that support and that nurturing that they seek. And also it can open up the way so that they can have in a physical manner the so that the trucks can get there, so that the food can get in there, so that the medical help can get in there to help them. And as this circle keeps getting bigger and bigger, we get to the place now where we're in the places in the city where there has been a great deal of damage. We consciously move into that space. If there's any stuck energy, if there's any residual, we're just going to open up the doors, open up that energy, and then take a breath in and breathe out, letting that go. And then again, we infuse the light of balance, we infuse the light of divinity into that space, filling everything up. And our perception as we look at this is that people are beginning to take in a deep breath and just relax. They know they still have a lot ahead of them. They know that there's a lot coming together to build. But what we see right now that's happening is we're helping to transform any of the energies that may be still holding them back and may feel so overwhelming, so that this circle just gets bigger and bigger. And each time that it gets bigger and more energy flows into that space, there's just a brilliant white light. These mountains have always been very sacred, and there have always been many different beings of light that are here within this space just intrinsically. So they in particular come through to assist in this balancing and this shifting of energy. What we see happening is that there are going to be people from all over the world that wish to be a part of cleaning this up and helping to support these individuals. We see these cities being rebuilt, but this time being rebuilt with much more modern electricity, telephones, internet, all that is going to allow it to come up into a much more modern time frame is how this is going to be rebuilt. We do feel immense compassion for that which is gone or that which has transformed or released. We do feel immense compassion for all of the people, the loved ones that have transitioned in this. And we send our love and our compassion not only to those left behind, but if there are any souls that are still stuck, we just allow that to come up to being, and we bring it up, and whew, just release that also. Okay, so now this is Shelley coming back, and so when you look at it, Luciana, how does it feel to you? Does it feel about the same, or?
I think it feels like with a little more hope, you know, that things are going to be. I mean, that things are okay, and that things will be okay.
Indeed. We feel that in some ways things will be slower than what people want it to be. In other ways, things are going to be, people are going to be amazed. And just as we spoke at the very beginning about all of the junk that is coming out that seems to be violent and vicious and towards humanity, towards other humans, this is a way or an opportunity for this pocket of the world, especially that's in such a beautiful area, that can come in and be in a space of love and support and compassion for one another. It can allow the helpers to come in from wherever they will come, and there will be helpers, and they will come in, and they will assist in rebuilding. And it just feels like this is the foundation for a very large transformation that will take place in this area. Some of it may take several years, but we feel that at least within the next, probably within about the summer, throughout the summer, it feels to, or the winter from you guys' perspective, through, say, August, it feels to us that's when a very dramatic change is going to take place.
While we were doing this, I got some information on maybe calling upon the masters of the Himalaya. Would that ring a bell with you?
That's a great idea. In fact, I was feeling them there at the end. Coming up on the Wesak Festival, which is in May of every year, which is when the energies of Buddha and Christ come back in. Their energies come back in a balanced energy, and they come into the Himalayan mountains to reunite with Earth and to re-support Earth. And that is scheduled to, that usually comes up in May. So let's reach out to the masters of the Himalayas, as you call it. There are many, many different masters of, the monks, the ascended masters, the Christ, the Buddha, many, many other energies of light that are in this space. So we invite all of them to come in this now moment, and that they may shower their light of hope and love and support, and they may assist us in clearing out any residual, and that they may be there to assist all and to give that sense of hope and support and anticipation to all of humanity, in particular this location, but to all of humanity, because we are all one. Whew! We can feel their energies just vibrating, and it feels so much calmer. It feels so calming, but yet it also feels like the vibration is just kind of rising as we speak.
Yeah, it's really like 3 or 4 minutes left. Is there any last message that you would like to share with the people in the podcast? They might hear it long after, and maybe after another disaster happens somewhere else.
You were breaking up a little bit, but you were just saying the last 3 or 4 minutes here, a direct message to the people of Nepal?
Yes.
Okay, so from we, the masters of the Himalayas, if you call us that, we know that Nepal stands as a bridge between two very large countries, and there has been disruption in this whole area for many, many, many years. And so we send forth that this will become a place of peace, a place of balance, that will become even more so at the forefront, and that everything, almost like concentric circles going out from there, it will expand the peace and it will expand the balance going in every direction. For you, the people of Nepal, know that you are not alone. Know that we see you. Know that we are illuminating all that is here so that people from all around the world can come and assist you. We infuse that energy of potential. We amplify it so that you will get all that you need, and that this transformation will take place through love, through compassion, and through the heart of all who are there.
That was beautiful, Shelley. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for everything that you've done for all of us today. Thanks to the Goddess of Creation. Thanks to the Masters of the Himalayan. And thanks also to all the people that are listening right now, or that will be listening to us. Because as you just said, we are all one.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Luciana, so very much for inviting me to be a part of this. I really appreciate it, and I know I will continue to work with those energies, as I'm sure everybody else will, as they think of Nepal and this transition they are moving through. But thank you for what you offer to the world, and I appreciate being a part of it.